It's a you know, it's a great stadium. You know, it's an unbelievable facility. We're excited to get in here with our football team, and we want to make this place really have a great home field advantage for the Minnesota Vikings. And so it's going to be loud, and hopefully we'll come in here and play good with our football team.
Coach, what was it like just to be up there with Bud and have kind of the Gjallarhorn, that kind of moment together?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, I've gotten to know Bud quite a bit over the last couple of years. He's a great guy. We talk about hunting and fishing and football and life and things like that. So it's great anytime I can be around him.
You don't seem like a whole lot of a bells and whistles kind of a guy, but just the whole thing, this whole project, what do you think of it?
Well, you know, it's a little bit putting you in awe a little bit because it's such a big, great place, and to think that I have the opportunity to lead the football team in here, I think is a tremendous responsibility for me, but I'm anxious about it, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to get our players in here.
One or two things in this building that you've already seen that you're still going to do.
Well, you know, the roof is crazy, you know, how much sunlight is in here, and you know, I haven't seen the doors swing yet, but obviously the video boards are unbelievable. And you know, the other thing that's probably a good thing for the fans but bad for me is that the seats are right behind the bench. I think they'll be able to hear just about anything I say.
The passing of the this morning, what was your reaction?
Yeah, you know, it's really sad. I've had a chance to meet Dennis a couple times, and we've talked about Vikings and things here, but also the chance to compete against him over the years. He's always been, in my estimation, an unbelievable coach and a good person. And I know everybody here in the Vikings are going to miss him, and our thoughts are with his family.
What was his era like?
Well, they were pretty darn good when he was here. I'm just trying to get close to him. You know, he had outstanding football teams. They played with class. They played with pride. You know, really what all your teams want to look like.
Mike, when you coached against him in that game in 98 when they came down for Thanksgiving in Dallas, what do you remember about that game?
It was Thanksgiving, so it ruined my Thanksgiving. And Randy Moss ran by Alundis Bryce. He caught a ball over the top of Kevin Smith. And then I remember that we had Chris Carter double-teamed with Darren Woodson and I think Brock Marion, and he caught the ball in between both of us. So there wasn't a lot of good things that day.
He was a huge prep guy, though, Danny. Could you sense that anyone prepared for him?
Yeah, his teams were always tremendously prepared. You know, and you know, they had fun too when they played. They were that type of team, and they were tremendously prepared. He was an outstanding coach, a great person.
What is this fraternity of the NFL like, Mike, when you lose one? Because it just seems like it's, you know, as much as you guys compete, this bond is pretty tight.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of us that get the chance to have this opportunity to do, come in here and coach in this kind of environment and coach against each other. So we all have a unique bond, I think, with everybody. Even with the high school coaches, you know, I had a high school coach come to my ranch this summer and talk to me about defensive back play. I just think there's a unique bond within our profession.
How do you like your stadium? Would you see it now from the coach's standpoint?
Yeah, it's great. There's so many things going through my mind now with, you know, the way the sun comes into the building and when the doors open up and what that will be like, and all the other different things, how to get from the locker room to the field, all the different things that you think about as you go. But we'll figure it all out. But, you know, more importantly, we're excited for our fans to see us playing here and for us to make this truly the loudest stadium in the NFL. We want this to be the place where everybody hates coming to, really, except our fans.
Well, coaches, though, you mentioned the details, man. You're a detailed guy when you're coming from the defensive coordinator.
Right, I try. I could probably do better, but I'm working at it.
Mike, do you let yourself on a day like this kind of enjoy the new things about the stadium, or are you thinking about the football stuff and how it's going to affect that, things that way?
Yeah, I'm probably not much of an enjoyable person, I guess. So we just kind of... they told me to be here, so I'm here.
Sure.
Yeah, that was unique, to be up there that high, and may have to go up there in a couple games if we're not playing well.
How excited are you about training?
Very. You know, we've been off for about 5 weeks since OTAs got over, and it's way too long. I've actually had a couple of players text me and say, "Coach, this vacation's too long." So we're excited to get back together. You know, we got so much work to do, and I think Paul Allen told me today we have a game 3 weeks from today. It's the first preseason game, and that kind of puts it in perspective right there.
You should come in pretty healthy. I mean, it's all about football.
Yeah, well, that is a good thing, but we still have to perform well. We have to do the things right in order to perform well.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. See you in a week.